Okay, so this is kind of an extension of a conversation that I had a month or so ago on disruption as a solution. I don't know if I would consider this a part two, but it's something that I wanted to talk about for a bit and then realize this is really related to this other topic. I don't know yet how I'm going to present it in the title, if I am going to mention this as like a part two. Either way, it's kind of... It's an extension, but it's also like adjacent, parallel. I don't know. I can't think of math terms right now. I know what those two things are, but I'm wondering which one to use for this. Anyway, the point is, it is similar. It is alike. It is on the same, it is parallel to this other I don't know. I don't know. Why am I still talking about this? Okay, so I want to talk about coveting. So the other discussion that I'm speaking of is disruption as a solution, and you can go listen to that, watch that, whatever, but in short, basically, there are times where I am in a bad place, and I related it to painting, and I also related it to just life, where I can't find a solution, I can't figure out the problem, I can't resolve things, so I just make a huge mess, and basically whatever implodes... so that I have to start from scratch. And that is, that's the thing with disruption as a solution. And with painting, sometimes that works out really well. With life, not so much. But it is something that I have a bad habit of doing from time to time. So I talked about it. Coveting, for me, relates because it is a way sometimes to disrupt as a solution. It is an avenue of disruption. It is something that even if you do not get what you are coveting, is still an issue because you are coveting. So when I mean covet, I guess there's two ways to look at it. One is just like a... immoderate desire, like someone who is, the amount of desire you have for the thing you desire is unhealthy, I guess is the best way I would put it. It is too extreme and it is not good. But the other part of coveting is usually you talk about wanting something someone else already has. So whether that be physical objects, material things, or a person, like in a relationship. I don't mean has, like, ownership, right? But just, like, just that's how we use language. So there's different ways to covet. But it's not seen as a positive thing or a healthy thing. And I realized this is a thing that I do in my life and have for a very long time. And it's very, very, very difficult for me to break that. I noticed that the majority of times that I do this is when I am unhappy or things are very difficult or complicated. And that is when part of me starts to be maybe self-destructive or starts to search for a way out. I can self-sabotage relationships. This isn't consistent. Like, this has kind of gone like this. And like, I have done things like, I mean, having this conversation is part of that. Is me reflecting on this, noticing it, when does it happen, why does it happen, where does it happen, how, what can I do to change it? So I notice that I tend to covet more when I'm in an unhappy place, which I think makes sense. If I had, you know, all the cars I wanted, I probably wouldn't be coveting cars, right? I'd probably be like, yeah, I've got the best cars, right? I'm happy with my cars. I'm content with what I have. If I'm content with what I have, I'm probably not seeking anything else, whether that be a relationship or a material object or a different occupation or whatever, right? So there's no need to covet if you are content. So when I'm not content, I do notice that this is a thing that I do, and I start to just to have too many feelings of desire for other things. And it's different than, let's use occupation for an example, because I think I've been pretty clear about mine and how, in some ways, it's not what I want to be doing for a lot of different reasons, which I'll get into someday more, I think, in more detail. But it's different than saying, like, this occupation isn't for me. I don't really find it fulfilling. Like, I'm unhappy because I'm not being fulfilled. I need to really go look for something else. I think that's healthy. That's just like, I know that I could better use my skills and I would be happier, etc., if I was in a different position, if I worked at a job that whatever it is, that's different than having a bad day at work because you screwed up, like you being me. Like, if I had a bad day at work because I screwed up or I wasn't trying or I could have done things differently, and like, well, I need to get out of this job. There's too many rules. It's crazy. And even though I would have been content for a long time, and then all of a sudden I had a bad day for whatever reason, and then all of a sudden I start seeking other work. Again, the work example is weird, but that's an example. Anyway, so coveting, not a good thing. But it is an avenue of pursuing disruption as a solution. So I can disrupt my life by coveting things that I should not have. So if I were to talk about relationships, because this has been an issue in the past, if relationships get really complicated or difficult, and maybe they shouldn't be relationships anymore, maybe I should have, I can think of examples where it's like, I should have had conversations, I should have analyzed this, I should have been more mature about this, and I should have ended the relationship sooner, realized there was either an incompatibility or something else that led to my unhappiness, that should have happened rather than me coveting after someone else. And to me, that is a signifier. Sometimes I don't realize how unhappy I am in a relationship until that coveting begins, because the coveting is a signifier of how unhappy I am. So, I mean, take the studio space, for example. Again, there's this difference of, like, things are not good, and therefore I want to disrupt them. No, see, the studio's not a good example. I was thinking, like, desiring another space would be for good reasons. Like, just, like, searching for another job for good reasons. So, ignore the studio example. I can't think of what I was going to say there anyway. But anyway, sometimes I don't realize or recognize how difficult I'm finding things until that coveting starts to happen, and I recognize that I'm like, oh, this means I'm not in a good place. This means I'm in a really bad place. This means that if I'm looking, you know, whether it be outside the relationship or just I'm if it was materialistic things that I'm trying to fill a hole, right? If I'm trying, I feel a void, or like I'm unhappy or not content, and I'm looking at what other people have, and I'm just like, well, I'm like, oh man, they don't deserve that. Like I should have that thing, whatever that is. That's obviously not good. And that is a form of disruption as a solution. I think it's just a form of disruption, period. But if it gets bad enough, it becomes disruption for solution's sake, because I could self-sabotage myself or a relationship or my job or whatever else by doing certain things. And I think that is, again, work-related in a way where I have communicated in a way that I feel like I'm advocating for myself as an employee, and that I have rights and that I deserve to have certain things communicated to me, or that whatever, I have a certain amount of choice. Whatever those things are, I feel like I'm within my right to want those things, and it's not unhealthy or not out of pocket at all, but I know that I'm also risking imploding my job and my position within that structure by communicating some of those things that I do to certain people. And maybe, because that's going to force me to have to get a new job, rather than doing something different and in a different way trying to fix those problems, it would be the same thing. Sometimes I hate using these examples because, like, I don't know how people perceive them. Of, like, if they think it's a present problem or a past problem or how past. But, like, I want to be transparent, right? So in the past, having fidelity issues, which I have talked about before, this was definitely a way that I would implode a relationship too. is that things are too difficult. It's not where I want to be. I am not content. I am not happy. And instead of doing the right thing that I should be doing to dissolve that relationship and then move on, I find it really difficult. So there have been times where I notice I am coveting. I am looking elsewhere for attention, affection, connection, whatever. And by doing that, I am going to implode the relationship beyond repair and force myself to leave, which is really destructive and not a good way to do that. There are healthier ways to do those things. So I recognize with myself the coveting. And unlike most times, I have maybe not a solution, but there's been something that I've been trying to do for the past couple months, and I don't do it every day, but I would like to, and I want to push myself to make that a habit, to do it every day. The problem right now is that I haven't committed to doing it at a specific time, and that's the thing. I need to do it in the morning, like first thing. But it's writing in a gratitude journal, because I feel like that, I feel like coveting is also a symptom of my anxiety, the way that my anxiety presents itself, is being really aware of other options of anything, being really aware of everything around me and not staying in the moment and being content with what I have. And sometimes it's not a good thing to be content with what you have, because what you have could be really abusive, whether it be a relationship or work or friendship or whatever, right? Or like a living situation, like a tenant-landlord relationship could be abusive. Like, sometimes you should not be content with what you have. You should be in tune with yourself and be aware. But that awareness sometimes just really backfires on me, and I am too aware. So for me, I know that I lost my train of thought. I know that. But coveting is an anxious thing for me too. So by writing in this gratitude journal, I can remind myself of things that I am grateful for, that I am thankful for these things, that I appreciate these things, that I can be content in the present, and that I don't have to be looking at the past or looking in the future as to what could happen or what would be better. It's like, no, what I have right now is good. And that is something I want to continue working on. I'm not really sure if there's anything else I can do other than be more aware and look at those signs and be like, I can see that my mind and my thoughts and my feelings are drifting elsewhere. That is a signifier of a problem. Let's look at that problem and see what we can do to fix it. That's all I really have to say about it. But coveting is a thing. And I just told you about how I relate to it and how I don't want to relate to it anymore.